from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce. Topping our report this hour, as fires continue to rage through Los Angeles County, a New Jersey native is thanking firefighters for saving his home. In a video posted on his Instagram account on Thursday, director Kevin Smith says he thought his Hollywood Hills home was going to be gone after seeing a wall of flame above his house at Runyon Canyon.
When I left this house, I was like, well, there goes everything we ever had. As long as we got our lives, the dogs, our kid is safe, you know, whatever. But like, I expected to come home and see a pile of ash.
10 people have died and at least 10,000 homes and buildings have been burned. The NYPD is making it loud and clear to drivers they are cracking down on anyone trying to cheat their way into Manhattan's congestion relief zone.
Police are setting up all along the edges of the new toll zone and confronting drivers who are masking or covering their license plates or otherwise trying to fool the cameras and dodge the toll. The department issued 113 summonses on Wednesday, seized 10 vehicles, and gave out 52 violations for improper or covered plates. The department said it only stopped 12 toll cheats on Tuesday. Danny DiCrescenzo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Mayor Sal Bonaccorso is giving up his office as part of a plea deal. He used township facilities to run his business. The Republican entered his plea in Union County Superior Court on Friday morning. According to Attorney General Matt Plackin, he immediately gives up his office and is permanently barred from holding any future public office or employment. The mayor pleaded guilty to conspiring to commit official misconduct and forgery. Through his attorney, Mayor Sal consistently denied every allegation up until his plea. He has served as Clark's mayor for over 20 years. Two kosher supermarkets are replacing two shuttered Stop and Shop stores that closed last year near Lakewood. One of the new stores, Gourmet Glad, will open later this year in Bennett Mills Plaza in Jackson. The second store, Moisha Supermarket, will open on an undetermined date at Lanes Mill Marketplace on Route 9 in Howell. Over on Wall Street, the Dow closed down about 696 points. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Bottom line for tomorrow's storm system flyby. Most of New Jersey looking at a coating to an inch of fresh snow accumulation, maybe up to 2 inches in South Jersey. It's a low impact winter weather event here. Of course, it's not exactly no impact. If you're out and about tomorrow morning, you may encounter a few hours of slippery roads and reduced visibility. Stay alert and be careful. Tonight will be cloudy and seasonably cold, lows in the mid-20s. The chance of a snow shower will ramp up after midnight. Light snow tomorrow morning, then clearing in the afternoon with a stiff breeze kicking in too. Your Saturday high temperature in the mid-30s. Sunday looks like a nice January day with sunny skies and highs around 40. We'll do it again Monday, partly sunny with highs again near the 40-degree mark. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Phillipsburg, 33 degrees. Princeton, 36. Cherry Hill, 34. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by Ray Katina Auto Group. You owe it to yourself to see the all-new Porsche Edison Center at its new location at 900 Route 1 in Edison, New Jersey. Porsche Edison is committed to providing you a level of customer service unlike anything you've ever experienced. Visit the new Porsche Edison.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.